I firmly believe that we deserve, period.
I just feel like it's important to keep saying that out loud, that this is us learning in public.
The foundation of how to not have trash politics is really just relationships, right?
So if you're not aware of how powerful you are, then how can you be using your power to bring others up?
We're giving you collective liberation. We're giving you personal healing. We're giving you millennial auntie with a mic.
You're listening to Scene, the podcast.
Well, hello, friend. It is really nice to see your cute little face on a Zoom video screen. It's been a hot minute. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a while. This feels like coming home a little bit. It's so comfortable. We've done this so many times, but also I'm kind of nervous because we haven't done this in so long.
I know. Even setting up my little situation today, I was like, does this dongle go into this port? Like, what cords do I need? And I know it's been, I feel like we've seen each other. Like, I saw you yesterday, but in a different capacity. And so turning on this portion of my brain feels different. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I've missed this. It's like a very distinctive space that we have together. It feels different than any of the other things we do, even though, you know, other ways that we work together, it's similar values, and obviously we have our friendship, but just this space of being in front of the microphones and doing the podcast, it's unique, and I have missed it. So here we are.
Here we are. And speaking of doing the podcast, hey, folks. So this is a little bit of a teaser. We're not going to tease you for too long. We basically just want to hop on and say we are in the works of putting together a brand new season for you. And we're really excited to share a little bit about what that's going to entail and who's going to be part of that and what we're going to be talking about. But before we do that, Lala, I'm wondering if you can share with folks why we are taking this different approach, like what's happened in life. And I'm happy to also join in, but yeah, like this is different. Doing a season is different. Why are we doing that?
So many reasons. I mean, I think we practice what we preach. We try to anyway. And I think rest is really important. It's really important to allow the structures in your life to shift and change as you shift and change. And we were finding doing an episode every 2 weeks, pretty much all year round with just very short breaks, we were getting, I think, a little bit burnt out. It was difficult to have new ideas. It was difficult to stay excited about what we were doing. And we were very exhausted. And we also had ideas for a long time of ways that we wanted to grow in the podcast. We wanted to have guests, for example, and with such a rigorous recording schedule, that was very difficult to do. So we decided to take a break, give ourselves some rest, let our kind of creative minds rest a little bit. And we planned to launch the season in the fall. That's what we told you all we were going to be doing. But again,
and we're liars. Sorry.
We're liars. We're hypocrites. No, we're not. We practice what we preach, and we didn't have capacity for that. So we allowed ourselves some extra time, but we're really excited to actually get to tell you now what the season is going to be.
Yeah. And so without further ado, we are really, really keen to bring to you 10 episodes, all focused and oriented around transformative justice, but specifically transformative justice for ourselves. Like, how and in what ways do we change, and how does change affect us? What goes on in our personal as well as collective lives and experiences as change and transformation are made more and more possible? And so we've talked about, we've had an episode on transformative justice in the past. We've drawn out some of those themes, both of us talking a lot about the impact of harm and being survivors and all these things. But it's really cool because this time away has allowed us to really hone in on what it is that's happening for us, you know, which is change and growth and a lot of other kind of messy things in between. And then it's also allowed us to kind of dig a bit deeper and explore with each other how we want to engage in really focused conversations with people that we admire about similar topics or the process of change or, you know, how, you know, joy and freedom and embodiment is possible, but oftentimes not without things like self-doubt and plateauing and feeling like inadequacy and all these other things. And so I'm stoked about sort of our new path forward. I'm really excited about some of the things we're going to get to talk about. I'm wondering if you want to share with the good people some of those topics and any potential guests we're going to be having.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of pulling together a lot of themes, things that we have talked about in certain ways, but in a much more sort of focused way. So you mentioned we've done episodes on transformative justice. We've also done episodes where we talk about different parts of ourselves, like, you know, connecting with like our past self, like the younger versions of us and that kind of thing. And that's such a huge part of how we're understanding what transformative justice for self is. You know, that living in this world, it is so violent and oppressive, and it can really split us apart and make us feel like we're at war with ourselves. And the process of reconciling with ourselves and building a home within ourselves and really learning to love all of ourselves is such a foundational part of experiencing all the things that we want to experience, you know, the healing and the liberation and the community and all of those things. So we'll be getting curious about this inner and outer transformation. You know, when we're doing this kind of healing work, what are the conditions we need within ourselves and around ourselves in order to support that process of transformation? So we're going to be talking about the alchemy of change, you know, like the magic of it, the sweet and the bitter parts of it. We'll talk about things like safety, like radical self-love, like the fear of being seen, like the spiritual dimensions of change, all of these things. And we're so, so, so excited about the guests that we have lined up. We're going to be talking to Harsha Walia, Jay Simpson, Mabrat Bayene, Nadine Tilma, Marcelite Phyla, really, really incredible people. Some of them you might be familiar with already. Some of them you might not be, but you are going to be in awe of their brilliance just like we are.
Yes. And I feel like what this opens up for both of us, like as you were talking, I was getting chills because I'm like, oh man, like being able to draw on and learn from and access the wisdom of these guests is going to be such a treat for both of us who, I know, you know, we like to chat with each other, but adding folks into the mix who have so much to offer and have so many dimensions to themselves that we might not always get access to by way of the type of work that they do. So I'm really excited to, you know, talk kind of on a personal level with everybody who's going to be joining us. And yeah, I feel like folks are in for like a massive treat. I mean, we are too, but you know, I hope that listeners are equally as stoked as we are.
Yeah. And I am so grateful to everybody who has listened to us in the past and who maybe has stuck around through this extended hiatus and is actually listening to this teaser, who hasn't completely just lost interest. Fair enough if some of you did, but for those of you who have listened before who were interested enough to listen to this teaser, we really appreciate you and giving us the space to really like renew our creativity and like be able to do things again on this podcast that feel risky and feel new and feel exciting and feel like we're really learning, you know?
Yeah.
We had kind of gotten to a point where we've done so much of this work together that we're kind of so in sync that we already know what each other is going to say and all of that kind of thing. And so we're so excited to talk to these incredible guests who have so much experience and so much wisdom to share with us. So yeah, I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We will be dropping our episodes in early 2023. And buckle up, babies. We're back soon. Soon. Not yet, but soon.
It's happening. We have a schedule. It's going to happen.
Yes, it's happening.